the rest of the story. A.J. Shotwell was a swindler. Around the turn of the 20th century, he spent most of his time traveling between Missouri and Arizona, soliciting investment money in St. Louis for worthless mining operations in the desert east of Yuma. Most of the money went directly into Shotwell's pocket, of course, and after a while, the swindler had grown rich enough to be worth, well, to be worth swindling himself, and that brings us to the rest of the story. A.J. Shotwell's otherwise completely practical mind was flawed by one thing, a belief in spiritualism. So when he had accumulated enough spending money to do a little experimenting, he contacted a St. Louis spirit medium named Mrs. Tharp. Shotwell was particularly interested in knowing what successes the future might bring. Could the spirits, through Mrs. Tharp, make such predictions? Mrs. Tharp assured Mr. Shotwell that they could. And so it was on the occasion of their first seance that A.J. Shotwell met Little Bright Eyes, a beautiful girl from the spirit world, an Egyptian princess, no less, who told the hopeful con artist everything he wanted to hear. Quote, "There is a man in our midst who is destined to greatness." Little Bright Eyes is revealing this through Mrs. Tharp. "His name begins with the letter S." Well, Shotwell was overjoyed. Would his future greatness entail greater wealth? Yes. And what would be its source? Little Bright Eyes hesitated. She saw before her a strange desert place. She said it was a desert of color, a bright copper color. Well, at once Shotwell realized that the phony copper mines he had been touting were real after all. He would now be rich beyond his wildest dreams. A.J. Shotwell promptly purchased a house on Washington Avenue in St. Louis for Mrs. Tharp and her husband. They must continue their seances every night if necessary, he said, for the benefit of science, he said. What he meant was for better insight into his glorious destiny. Mrs. Tharp invited other spirits to assist A.J. Shotwell in his endeavors, like the ghost of the Aztec King Montezuma. The spirits even expressed a desire to have their portraits painted for Mr. Shotwell, $3,000 apiece. And as even a mere mortal might have predicted, con man A.J. Shotwell was quickly conned out of most of his ill-gotten gain, and worse still, his hapless investors, having learned that their own hard-earned money had been pocketed by a dead Aztec king and an Egyptian princess, promptly ran the bewildered swindler out of town, and he, A.J. Shotwell, was never heard from again. And thus for once did the scales of poetic justice tip in the favor of the just. For you see, honest-to-goodness geologists were eventually summoned to the territory Shotwell had touted, and copper was discovered. And I mean tons and tons and tons of it, and the wronged investors got rich. In school, it's likely that you learned of the great Ajo, A-J-O, the great Ajo copper mine, producing profitably to this day. Now you know the rest of the story.